Establishment media give Trump rare nod for Kennedy Center hosting debut. By Jasmine Jordan on December 8, 2025. President Donald Trump became the first sitting president to host the Kennedy Center Honors. And coverage from both Politico and The Washington Post included notably favorable commentary, with observations about his showmanship and polished remarks. According to Politico Playbook, the president, who had anticipated negative coverage, delivered a performance that was not half bad, with White House reporter Megan Messerly and podcast host Jack Blanchard highlighting his presence at the Kennedy Center. The Washington Post echoed this sentiment, noting that Trump appeared loose and funny, with his delivery more focused and scripted than his usual public remarks. The Post further described the event as a shakeup of the traditional gala, transformed under Trump's personal leadership. Trump assumed the role of MC after taking control of the Kennedy Center earlier this year in a leadership overhaul that saw significant personnel changes. His hosting duties included multiple stage appearances, recorded video introductions, and red carpet remarks that lasted nearly an hour. Trump cited legendary entertainers Johnny Carson and Bob Hope as his inspirations, aiming for a relaxed, spontaneous tone. The Sunday event honored actor Sylvester Stallone, rock band Kiss, Broadway performer Michael Crawford, country star George Strait, and disco icon Gloria Gaynor, a lineup Trump personally selected from dozens of candidates. His affinity for many of the honorees, including longtime friends Stallone and Phantom of the Opera star Crawford, helped shape the programming. Media coverage characterized the evening as a mix of reverence and spectacle. Kiss was hailed by Trump in a video tribute as a great rock and roll institution, while Strait was described as a voice beloved by American patriots. Crawford's contribution to theater was lauded as defining a role that will live forever. And Gaynor's legacy as a musical culture shifter was showcased with a vibrant performance led by Elle King and others. The Washington Post noted Trump's visible enjoyment as he introduced the honorees and engaged with the crowd, which included both celebrities and administration officials such as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Governor Glenn Youngkin, RVA. Although Hollywood participation was limited, figures like Kelsey Grammer and Kurt Russell took part in tributes. On Saturday, Trump presided over the official medal presentation at the White House, where he awarded each honoree a newly designed gold medallion by Tiffany & Co., replacing the rainbow design of past years. At a subsequent State Department dinner, Trump praised the honorees as some of the greatest of all time and reflected on the significance of hosting the event himself, reportedly at the request of a television network. Breitbart News interviewed Kiss members on the red carpet, including bassist Gene Simmons, who praised the redesigned Oval Office as terrific. Paul Stanley described the moment as surreal and spoke about the power of hard work and opportunity in America. Peter Criss reflected on the historic significance of the Oval Office, recalling the presidents who sat there and the energy of the moment. The Kennedy Center reported a record $23 million in fundraising tied to this year's event, nearly doubling the previous year's total. That financial achievement and the night's programming reflect Trump's broader influence on the institution since becoming its chairman earlier this year. The event will air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus on December 23.